No scores. We hit the fourth inning. A new feature for you. Time now for the Mets Insider Report presented by Newsday. And joining us here in the booth, the crack Mets beat reporter for Newsday, Mark Carrig. This is going to be a usual happenstance now on the top of the fourth inning. We get to go inside the Mets with a guy who does a little bit more patrolling of the clubhouse than I do or Howie does. So, Mark, welcome. Good to have you. You didn't have to dress up for this, by the way.
I know, right? It's radio. My bad.
I know, but you look great. Here's Herrera. Lefty drops down a bunt, and it's foul at the third baseline, nothing and one. So your take on the first six games of the season, too much being made of this lineup with the moving around or reporters onto something?
Yeah, I think generally speaking, lineup construction, there's a lot of attention paid to it, and it's certainly a lot of fun to talk about. But when you look at it over the long term, oftentimes it doesn't really add up and make a giant difference one way or the other.
Ligaris moves down to seventh in the order today. Granderson is the leadoff man today. As DeGrom goes to the motion, brings the 0-1 to the rookie Herrera, punches it foul to the left, nothing and two. What do you make of the start for Curtis Granderson?
Yeah, it's sort of a funky start because obviously not many hits, I think just one, but he's been getting on base a lot, and you can make the argument that he's had the best at-bats on the team so far.
No balls, two strikes to Odubel Herrera, who fought DeGrom for nine pitches his first time up. Fastball is low, one ball, two strikes. How about the at-bats of Wilmer Flores so far? What do you see there?
Yeah, I actually talked to Kevin Long about that the other day, and I think it's really as simple as starting to swing at more strikes. That's a big key for Wilmer right now.
Right here, no score. We're in the top of the fourth inning. Mark Carrig joins us from Newsday. Here's the pitch. Swing, another foul by Herrera, this time back towards the net. You saw Jacob DeGrom, obviously, in Washington, and it didn't very much look like a sophomore slump is in the offing here.
Yeah, no, he's looked really, really good. Sort of an extension of what I think we saw in spring training. The command is there, and he's clearly very, very comfortable on the mound right now.
On 1-2, the next one to the lefty, swinging a chopper deflected by DeGrom towards Murphy, who reaches but can't get it, and it dribbles into right field for a base hit. Murphy had started towards second where he thought the ball was going to be, but DeGrom essentially tipped it away from him. And then Murphy was just kind of running after the ball. Looked like a rerun trying to catch up to the truck on what's happening, if we can date ourselves slightly. But the ball ended up just to where Murphy couldn't get it, and now Chase Utley comes up. And before we get more with Mark Carrig, let's pause for station ID on the WOR Mets Radio Network, driven by your Tri-Honda dealers.
I'm Erica Ferrari for WOR New York. A well-known daredevil will walk a giant observation wheel while it's in motion. That story after the game.
With Howie Rose, Josh Lewin, and Mark Carrig from Newsday joins us here in the top of the fourth inning. It's a new feature here on the broadcast going forward. No score between the Mets and the Phillies, and the guy with some speed is aboard here in Odubel Herrera. Chase Utley the batter, and DeGrom spins and throws to first, and back on his belly, Herrera. When we talk about DeGrom, I guess, Mark, we're talking about a guy who knows how to keep the ball in the yard. It was surprising to see Ryan Zimmerman turn on one as quickly as he did back in D.C.
Yeah, I think Jake was, too. After the game, he talked about that pitch. It was a good one. He liked it. Inside fastball, but good hitter beat him.
Pitch to Utley. Here's a strike on the outside corner.
But yeah, I mean, what I think is most impressive about DeGrom is that when the catcher sets up, it's really rare for Jake to miss. And when you combine that command with that kind of stuff, I think you get the year that you get last year and certainly the high hopes the Mets have for moving forward.
Infield, the double play depth, Utley takes outside. It's 1-1. So you don't see a sophomore slump in the offing year for DeGrom?
Yeah, I don't see that at all, just because the command aspect of it is so sharp, and he's been consistent with it. That's really been the biggest difference maker for him. So long as that command sticks, the stuff is certainly there, and there's no reason to think it won't at this point.
Newsday Mets insider Mark Carrig joining us. Another throw to first, and again, swan diving back in is Herrera. Got one more before we let you get back to work here. Matt Harvey tomorrow, and everybody seems to be worked into a healthy froth over that. It's a bit of a financial cool thing for the Mets all of a sudden. 1-1 pitch, hammered towards second, one hot. Murphy's got it, turns to short for one, on to first in time, double play, 4-6-3. Murphy, Flores, Duda, as Utley and Herrera are both out, and Ryan Howard coming up, but not just a cash cow.